You know, one of the things we take for granted, most of us here in the Hunter, that at the end of the day you can go home to a nice comfy abode, a nice warm bed, and probably a nice warm meal on the table as well. Sadly for everybody, that's not the case. Many doing it tough on the streets, and a lot of folks also living in the back seat of their car. One organisation that's attempting to help out those folks across the Hunter is Our Backyard, and the managing director of Our Backyard, Peter DiGirolamo, joins us this morning. Good morning, Peter. Very sad statistics to hear that a lot of people are in this situation. What is the state of people living in their cars in the Hunter at the moment?
Look, it's quite interesting. First of all, I'm not the managing director. Just to clarify, I'm a community program manager, but thanks anyway. What the state of the matter is that there's lots and lots of people actually living this way, Mark. Often they are living isolated. They're, you know, parking in bushland in particular, where they obviously are a bit out of sight, out of mind. The reason why we've got this, basically it's a high cost of living. Let's face it, you know, you and me, if we're out of work, a couple of paychecks away from becoming evicted or unable to pay our rent or our mortgage, you know, people are going to start knocking. So that's been the issue. Recently we had a couple who just simply said to us, we either pay rent or we don't eat. I mean, that's really the reality of life. I just did a search before we got on air, and sort of a one-bedroom flat, for example, at Wall's End was $250 for a one-bedder. And if you're on $254 a week for your new start, well, you can't really live on $4 a week. I don't think anyone can do that. So that's really the issue, obviously. That's what's causing a lot of this stress at the moment is the housing affordability. And, you know, obviously in Newcastle now, we're in the Lake Macquarie area, house prices are rising just like they are in Sydney. Rents are going through the roof. That's what's causing people to choose predominantly to sleep in their cars, as a number of them did last night here in Our Backyard.
Yeah, Peter, very sad to hear. And like you said, some are sort of going out of sight, out of mind, parking in bushland, etc. Do we have any idea on how many people might be across the Hunter in this situation?
Look, the statistics at the moment, Mark, are that we're going back to ABS statistics of 2011. We know that 2,000 people are homeless here in the Hunter region. We on average get between 5 and 10 people a night staying in their car, in our private car park. I do know that figure is probably just, you know, the small end of the scale. I would dare say there'd be another 20 people at least that have parked their cars around the lake and around the beach areas, in shopping centre car parks and railway stations, that may not have heard about our program, because we obviously try to keep a bit of a tight lid on it. And those that need to know, we do get referrals from some great organisations and charities around town. But yeah, those figures, I reckon when the 2016 ABS figures come out early next year, we will see those figures, I think, at least a 50% increase.
Yeah, that's very tough. And of course, as you said, the cost of living pressures that everyone is facing in one shape or form contributing to that. Can you just take us through the service that you do provide, the types of things that you look out for people with Our Backyard?
Yeah, sure, no problems at all. Look, the biggest thing that we're finding more than anything is there's obviously some more great organisations doing some wonderful work here in the Lake Macquarie and the Hunter region. But one area that really keeps coming up time and time again is the fact that there's nowhere for people who are sleeping in their cars or are homeless and that have a pet. So of the six people that stayed here last night, five of them had a dog and one had a pet canary. So, you know, obviously the pet canary you can sort of bring into a boarding house, not a problem, but it's pretty hard-pressed to bring a couple the dogs in there. And so what we're finding is people will not forego their companion, which is their pet dog, nor will they also have the pet dog as a sense of protection. So what we're finding there is that that seems to be the core area. The other thing is obviously I can give you some statistics about the number of people that we've helped. So we get roughly 113 nights of accommodation per month that we're supporting people. Our people can stay up to about 3 months. That gives them a bit of time to obviously save some money through their Centrelink payments. And thus far, up from January until June of this year, we've had 692 nights of accommodation that, if they weren't staying in their cars, the taxpayer would be obviously through the Department of Housing temporary accommodation, they would actually be housed in pubs, or not pubs so much, but more so motels, etc. But again, with the dog is a problem. Also, there's a problem for couples. So the shortfall is, if you're a couple and you're looking for accommodation through the Department of Housing or the temporary accommodation model, it's difficult. So either men or women have to be split up, and if one's caring for the other, oftentimes mental health is a major cause of homelessness. That also creates a problem.
Peter, it's interesting to hear some of those stats as we roll them off there. A lot of forgotten people in the Hunter. It's great to see that our backyard is doing your little bit for it. If you'd like some information, perhaps you know somebody that might benefit from that organisation, we've got all the details on their website at our website on the Morning Show page at 2NURFM.com. It is 28 past 10 at 2NURFM.